In fact, Jamie won't even remember the last time we spoke to her. Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network.
I remember.
Do you?
Yeah, I was in the press box, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where?
Bridgestone Arena.
No.
No, where were we? We were in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Look at
I knew it was during the final.
You were on it. You were on it. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I mean, it's kind of nice being out here. And I see you're in a zip-up sweatshirt, and yep. I just put my coat on. It's not too bad for a Winter Classic. This is great.
Yeah. It's we were talking because we've been out here. We've been on the air for almost 2 hours now.
Oh, wow.
And so we were in the sun.
Oh, then it was very nice.
It was very nice. And so it is considerably cooler in the shade.
Yes.
Just a little bit. But
yes.
I'm also a wuss. So we've established that too.
We just did a live hit, Kevin Weeks and I, for NHL Tonight. And I was cold, but I thought, I can't put my jacket on or I'm never going to hear the end of it from everyone back there in New Jersey where the studio is. Who's like, it's 55. Why do you have a jacket on?
Right.
So I braved it for a few minutes, and now the jacket's back on.
What are we in for tomorrow?
I think we're in for a great matchup. I love this idea of two relatively new teams coming into a historic NHL event and getting to have the spotlight on them for the first time ever. You know, the last time I did the Winter Classic was actually 4 years ago between the Bruins and the Habs. So you're talking, you know, all the history in the world, original six franchises, and this is a totally different feel.
Yeah.
And it's not freezing. There's not going to be snow flurries flying through the air, but I think that's great. You know, we're in a big, giant, historic football venue, and we're making hockey history here. So in terms of the on-ice play, I think it's going to be fantastic. And I think the ice is actually going to be pretty similar to what you might find in a normal game indoors because it's pretty much the same temperature as you'd find in a hockey rink.
Yeah. We talked to Craig Smith before we came down here, so a couple days ago, and I asked him, I said, have you ever played? Because a lot of these guys, now there's some guys that have actually played in the Winter Classic,
right.
But I just said, have you ever played in an outdoor game? Of course, he played at Wisconsin, and he said a couple times at Camp Randall they had big games. I think one he said against Michigan. And so he said the only thing really is always, anytime you're outdoors, is just the ice conditions.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. And I actually just asked Kevin Weeks on the air if he thought the outdoor conditions would benefit one team more than the next. And he said not really because of the similar style of hockey these two teams play. But every time we have one of these events, we talk to the players and ask them what the key is to success. And they all say, oh, north-south, you know, simplify the game. Don't try to make too many passes. Take the shot. So I think if they have that mentality, you know, of just kind of playing shinny or whatever, you know, going back to their days on pond hockey where you just shoot, that's probably what we'll expect a little more than the finesse plays, the perfect passes, because there might be little chips in the ice here and there that you wouldn't normally see in indoors.
You know, a lot's changed in your life since we last spoke.
Certainly has, yes.
So how's life at home, huh?
Life at home is great. I am a new mom. Yeah, I have an 8-month-old baby boy. And this is my first time away, so it's kind of fun in some ways. I'm like, oh, mom's on the loose here. I got a couple nights to sleep in and just enjoy life. But, no, it's great to be back doing what I love and at big events. I had to miss the Stanley Cup Final because he was born in end of April. But here I am. We're back at it. And hopefully Dad's got the TV on back there, already, you know, indoctrinating him into the hockey family.
Is he, what, crawling? He's at the crawling stage.
He's trying.
Is he pulling up yet?
He's trying to crawl right now.
Okay.
And I'm like, please wait till I get home. I don't want to miss it.
Yeah. You'll be able to see it. Believe me. And then it'll all happen really fast.
Yeah.
Everybody tells you that, too, because I have an 8-year-old.
Oh, cool.
Everybody says, you know, it goes fast. It does.
It does.
It really does.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I was looking at, because stuff comes up on your time hop, and you know, you're like, oh, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And you're like, wow, that was 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
I wanted to smack about five people that told me it goes fast those first few weeks, though, because those first few weeks do not go fast. So anyone out there listening who has like a newborn, like first few weeks of life, don't worry, you're not alone. It doesn't go fast, but eventually it does, and it's easier then, too.
Jamie Hirsch here on site with us here at the Cotton Bowl with NHL Network. Predators Stars, so far, when you look at these two teams, we're getting very, very close. In fact, the Predators will stay on the road after this, and that's going to be out on the road. It's going to be the midway point of the regular season for them. So everybody's coming up on the midway point. When you look at these two teams, what do you see?
I see a team that's searching for its identity in the Predators. You know, I picked them to be contenders for the Central Division and maybe make another run at the Stanley Cup Final because they have such skill and talent, and it's been really disappointing. I'm sure you guys, you know, you witness it every night, and you kind of leave with more questions than answers. You know, why is this team struggling despite so many of the superstar personnel players that they have? But I think, you know, the good news for them is that there's such parity. 6 points separate them and the Stars right now. They're, you know, just barely out of a playoff spot. And so I'm not too worried about their chances to make the playoffs, because I think the whole Western Conference is trying to find its identity, all of their teams. And as for the Stars, what an up and down roller coaster of a season they had.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it's like you said, not even halfway through, and they have seen the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. And so I do think Dallas is I picked them actually to go to the Stanley Cup final. I don't know what that says about, you know, me or them or anything, but I think that they have the talent that it takes to really make a run at things. So this should be really interesting. It's a Central Division showdown. Obviously, they have got the recent playoff history as well. Do you guys expect a little bit of nastiness because of series, or is it a whole new season?
Yeah, and they just met for the first time just not too long ago,
right,
which was weird that it was, you know, almost 3 months in, and it was the first time they had met, and it didn't go well in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Predators will remember that. They, in fact, you know, they got people left early. There was even some boo birds that came out, and the players talked about it after the game, and they went on this road trip, a very successful road trip, and they really, I think that game was kind of a jolt to them. And so we'll see if there's a little carryover from that game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
We're talking to Jamie Hirsch from the NHL Network, and for years, Pekka was looked at as the face of this franchise, and I think that we've seen over this season especially, but over the course of the last couple, Roman Josi has taken that spot, gets the new contract, going to be here for a long time, and he's playing up to it. So from you guys that look at this from the national perspective, where do you have Roman Josi ranked?
I still think he's one of the top five defensemen in the game right now. And, you know, he's just rewarded by getting a bid for the All-Star game, and rightfully so. He's so much fun to watch play. I know he went through a little bit of a skid a few weeks back, but now, I mean, nobody's been hotter lately.
Yeah.
He's so fun to watch. He's effortless, and he's so, you know, responsible on his own end, but then obviously leads the charge when it comes to the offensive side of things from the blue liners. And so I think he's a joy to watch. I'm sure he's a pleasure to interview and be around. I've heard he's a really good guy, and so I think he's exactly the kind of leader that could send the right message, get this team going back in the right direction. And from what I've heard from the fans' perspective, they all love him too. He's a fan favorite in Nashville. So.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
But how important is it to have not only him, but Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene signing here, Ryan Johansson on this center stage in such a national spotlight? Because while some of those guys were, of course, a part of the team that went to the Cup, Johansson was hurt, Duchene wasn't here.
Right.
Forsberg has developed much more as a player since then. So to get that national perspective has to be important for the Preds.
And I think it's great. And when we were talking a few years back, you know, I think that was a real eye-opener for me covering the Preds specifically in the Stanley Cup final, is to see, gosh, these guys have so many superstars. And, you know, we've talked much more about them since they made that run to the Cup final, but they should still get that same attention as a lot of, you know, the Eastern Conference teams or the Washington Capitals, the Pittsburgh Penguins, because I think they're still very much in the conversation for a legit contender. And before I forget, this is kind of sidetracking here, but I have to say, I don't know if you guys have talked about the fan presence here so far.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been to one other Winter Classic. It was a few years ago. I mentioned that with the Canadians and the Bruins. But I actually was reading that no other fan base has traveled quite this much to a Winter Classic, visiting fan base, as the Predators are expected to. They said 20,000 fans
from
Nashville alone,
yep,
which is amazing. And at the hotel I'm staying at, it's covered with Preds fans. There was a guy walking around with a Preds flag just shouting, you know, "Let's go Preds." And I'm like, wow, this is awesome to see. So I actually haven't even seen Stars fans here yet. We're here in Dallas, so I'm still looking for them. But bravo to all the fans that really took this seriously and made the trek.
We were talking about the airport, what it looked like yesterday coming here, and it was just littered in gold. Every
that's
flight,
awesome,
every terminal, everywhere we were, it was just Predators fans everywhere.
Yeah, that's so great. I love it. And Nashville is always going to be an underrated hockey city just because of it being kind of in the South, and people think, oh, that's not a hockey hotbed. But having been there myself and having even been there before for the All-Star game a few years back, man, I've always been impressed at how seriously people take their hockey, and it's great to see.
Well, and I think what's cool, and going back to something you were bringing up earlier, of these two teams, the non-traditional markets.
Exactly,
I think that shows you the growth of the NHL. And
yes,
they've kind of changed their philosophy with the TV packages of doing, you know, Wednesday night hockey and going to different markets. The Predators featured on a ton of the max of national broadcasts for the last 2 years. That just shows you how much the game's growing.
Yeah, it's great to see. And, you know, with Vegas getting involved and now Seattle's getting a new team, I mean, there's so much growth potential there. And it's really exciting to see, not only just from a fan's perspective, but from a future perspective in terms of getting kids involved and knowing that kids who grow up in the South or who grow up in Las Vegas or California, Seattle, think, oh, hockey is definitely an option. I could get into hockey. And that's a really important part of growing the game as a whole.
So you guys start your coverage tomorrow at 10, is that right?
We do, 10 Central? Yes, 10 Central, 11 Eastern, but yeah, the Nationals Central. So yeah, 10 o'clock, turn it on, because I don't think NBC's coverage starts so much later, so you can kind of flip back and forth. The game's on NBC, and we'll all be watching that, but if you want to, you know, hop on at 10 a.m., I'll be doing some interviews. I think I'm even going to head over to the State Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And maybe do some interviews with, I don't even know who, Big Tex, the Talking Cowboy. I don't know if he does interviews.
Are they not bringing Big Tex in?
They are eventually.
That's never happened. I don't think so. We talked to has never been inside.
Oh.
So I think that's kind of be a big deal.
Everything's a big deal. It's Big
that's
D, right?
Yes,
everything's bigger
right.
in Texas. There we go.
There you go.
Well, 10 o'clock tomorrow, NHL Network. Check out their coverage. Jamie Hirsch will be a part of that. Always good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me on, and enjoy the game.
That's right. Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Hirsch, NHL Network. We'll come back, wrap up the 3 o'clock hour. We do that next here on Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.